Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, in this President Joe asterisk Biden administration, I really haven't been expecting to talk too much about rampage killings because they have so many other things on their mind. And because my theory is that because the media doesn't go all doom and gloom during a Democratic administration, which reduces the nihilistic tendencies that drive the rampage killer. At least that's what I think is partially behind the high-profile mass shootings at places like schools and churches and other such places. But while I'm sitting here thinking this, the same media is telling us that mass shootings are on the rise. Mass shootings in Illinois increased to 69 in 2020 from 41 the year before. While nationally, mass shootings jumped nearly 50% during a pandemic with crippling unemployment, violent protests, and idle youth. In 2020, Illinois, like I said, reported 69 killings, shootings killing 42 and injuring 301. The year earlier, the 41 mass shootings killed 28 and injured 182. Among the Illinois' deadliest shootings last year was one in July 4th in Chicago that killed 4 and injured 4. And the state's bloodiest shootings included one July 22nd in Chicago that injured 15. 13 people were shot during an incident on Peoria's riverfront last July. Now, with COVID-19 cases falling and vaccines rolling out, criminologists currently are hoping that, they hope a rebounding economy is, and reopened schools will drive down the national numbers in 2021. Now, how did all this happen? And none of us heard about this because we really had nothing else going on besides what was on the online, right? And, you know, surely this would have been seen. Now, remember where I told you where this happened. This happened in Illinois. And like votes, it's all about who's doing the counting. Now, a USA Today analysis of the gun violence archive statistics from 2020 shows that mass shootings surged by 47% as many states reported unprecedented increases in weapons-related incidents. In 2020, the United States reported 611 mass shooting events that resulted in 513 deaths and 2,543 injuries. 2019, there were 417 mass shootings with 465 deaths and 1,707 injured. Now, first thing to understand about all of this that I'm talking about right now is the Gun Violence Archive uses its own made-up definition of mass shooting that counts anything where three or more people are shot rather than killed. Which, that becomes a thing when you remember where I told you this was happening in Chicago. So this means that gang-related shootings are more likely to be classified as a mass shooting in their numbers than would likely show up using most other definitions. And this is an important point that gets left out, making people believe that we've seen Parkland-like mass shootings happening at the rate of something like 3 a month in Chicago, which is simply not the case. But if people believe that, they'll believe there's a profound need to curtail people's Second Amendment rights. They'll accept any manner of restriction you care to name because they believe it's necessary. Frightened people are easier to get to do what you want. And this is the sole purpose of the Gun Violence Archive. It's a tool anti-gunners in the media use to terrify people into believing their chances of being involved in a mass shooting are much higher than they actually are. The vast majority of those are gang incidents or something similarly criminal-related. This isn't the kind of thing that impacts the ordinary, average citizen. But the Gun Violence Archive folks want you to believe otherwise. They want you scared because scared people are more likely to back gun control than people who recognize the reality that these kind of shootings are exceedingly rare. And if you do find yourself in one, your best option is to have a gun yourself so that you can protect you and yours. I don't think that's going to pop up in one of these stories that we see coming out of Chicago, but it's interesting that they get out there and they see what I'm telling you. Is all they did with the Chicago data is repackage it and relabel it. I have long said, if you want to fight gun violence, if you want to fight gun homicide, then you got to go where the gun homicides are happening. One of the reasons I am so much into what John Lott does is John Lott actually goes out there and pinpoints where all this is happening. I mean, one of the biggest stats he has that he's ever put out was that 51% of this type of crime happens in 2% of the counties of the United States, where you have 54% of the counties of the United States that report nothing of the sort. 54% of the counties of the United States report nothing. And 2% of the counties in the United States account for half of it. We also know that 83% of these things occur due to a drug deal gone bad. And since these guys don't travel alone, of course, there's going to be multiple casualties involved in this. But it is not the same thing as a rampage killer. A rampage killer goes in, and arguably, you would say he's going in where there's non-combatants. Gangbangers, I would sort of put in the para-combatant sort of category. But the rest of this stuff, the type of killing that they're talking about, they're trying to make you think that Mandalay Bay happened in Chicago 611 times. And also, interestingly enough, they had fewer deaths than they had rampage killings, as they characterize them, which typically, that's where you can tell the difference, because a rampage killer, by the FBI language, is four or more deaths at the hands of one assailant. Typically, he's going somewhere where he doesn't know where he's doing. I mean, school shooter, for example, typically they're going to be a student. Typically, they're going to be a student or a past student or somebody that is close in the community. But you see these things, and this is just this is them once again repackaging data points. This is conflation of data. This is using a different terminology, which is that's interesting in and of itself, where they get out there and try to take the terminology and flip it around on you. That always interests me a great deal when they do that. But don't fall for it. No need to be afraid. This kind of stuff is not going to happen anywhere near you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Coming to you live. Excuse me, coming to you live. Sorry about that. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I want you to think about this. Never before in the history of crimes that might occur have we had the type of ability to be robbed while doing our job because of the gig economy. Or in some cases, some of the, would you call Uber Eats a gig economy? Would you call Grubhub? All of this stuff where you can order something, order a ride, something like that. Now, a would-be criminal can summon you with their phone, despite the, there's a few things involved in that that would seem to me to be sort of inherently perilous for them. Because in order to have a Uber account, you also have to file a credit card or a debit card with them, because the app is going to be extracting your payment from that. And that's not as simple as getting a stolen one, because they're going to check a few things that you have to verify. So there are ways for them to know who you are through these, and yet this kind of stuff persists anyway. Now, of all of the gig economy jobs that I think are the most dangerous, I would have to say Uber and Lyft. I mean, if you're looking for an easy target to rob, rape, or carjack, all you got to do is pull out your phone and some of them. And there's been a rise in carjackings and other violent crimes committed against Uber and Lyft drivers for some time now, and so, including the story of Cynthia Norman, a Cleveland woman and driver for Lyft, who was cut loose by the company because she dared to defend herself against a pair of attackers with her legally owned and lawfully carried firearm. Now, both Uber and Lyft have policies that require drivers to be unarmed, and most of the folks contracting to drive for the companies abide by those restrictions. I didn't, and clearly a lot of them do not. And yet, violent criminals don't seem to care that they're not supposed to bring a gun along for their ride as well. I wonder why one of the latest attacks on a rideshare driver took place just a few days ago in Gilbert, Arizona. Court paperwork obtained by the Arizona family indicates that the victim picked up 18-year-old Derek Caver, who told her to pull over to a particular area. Once pulled over, the suspect strangled the victim from the back seat and placed a handgun into the side of her abdomen. The victim fought back until Caver hit her, took her phone, and fled the scene. He left behind a grocery bag in the car which contained a Walmart receipt, an open box of condoms, and other merchandise. And the merchandise was purchased with a bank card that belonged to Caver. When they caught up with Caver, he claimed it was actually the Lyft driver who was violent, alleging she tried to attack him with a box cutter without provocation. They didn't buy the story, and he's now facing charges of armed robbery, kidnapping, and carrying a deadly weapon. Just a few days before Caver targeted the female Lyft driver in Arizona, another Lyft driver in Milwaukee used his own gun to protect himself from a pair of carjackers who posed as passengers before they demanded his valuables. He said, "I didn't panic. I didn't go into a shutdown thing. I just reacted. I didn't know what the guy behind me had in his hand. I knew he grabbed my knife out of my pocket, so I didn't know what was next." The Lyft driver tried to stall him by talking until he could get his gun hidden under the driver's seat. First guy I pulled the gun out on, I had it about 2 feet away from his face because I'd already pushed and punched him and punched him away to back him away from the door. He threw his hands up in the air, started hollering, and ran off. The suspects left their car and house keys in the Lyft driver's back seat. All of this was over with in about a minute. The driver said the guy in the back, the guy in the front, neither of them had a very good plan. By day, he's an IT worker, but with a wife and 5 kids at home, he took this job 4 years ago to make extra money and help people. Said, "I lost a friend a few years ago to a drunk driver, and that really impacted me quite a bit. Tried to help people late at night from making bad decisions, which is one of the reasons I started doing this in the first place. He had a 5-star rating. He says he wants to keep driving and hopes to let the rideshare community know about the dangers they face. He said, we just need to be more aware of our surroundings. I would like to see these guys obviously brought to justice, and hopefully this will accomplish that. Hopefully someone will see them on camera and recognize them. Now, the driver did not allow his name to be used by local media. And I wonder if he reported this to Lyft, or is he keeping quiet in order to keep his job? When Cynthia Norman informed the company about her own carjacking and the fact that she fired shots at her assailant, she was immediately informed she could no longer drive for Lyft. The fact that this guy says he wants to keep driving indicates that Lyft might not know who this particular driver is. It's pretty sad when you have to keep something like this to yourself in order to keep your part-time job, but that's a direct result of the asinine policies that Lyft and Uber have put in place. Policies that lead to these drivers being targeted while being unable to protect themselves with a firearm, at least if they want to keep driving for either company. Show of hands, how many people has driven for Uber? When you get the call from Uber, when you get the notification, you just drive there. It gives you a location to go to, and it guides you into it. A lot of these, the thing about the app, though, is that sometimes the app is inaccurate as far as placing where they are at. I've been in places where it indicates I need to pick up somebody on the side of the highway. And then I figure out it's the hotel just off the highway. And by the same token, knowing when you're out there saying, well, the app isn't completely accurate here. Then when you do go to a very dark place, you're just thinking, well, the app, gosh, this infernal app done it again. Except once again, that might not be the case. That's where it can become problematic at that point. So, the problem here is that you got these two companies that want to use your time, your car, your life to make money. They got very little skin in the game except the app. And they're trying to tell you that you can't do anything to keep your skin with you. That's where my problem begins. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the January 6th attack on the Capitol was clearly criminal behavior and was an act of domestic terrorism.
It's got no place in our democracy, and tolerating it would make a mockery of our nation's rule of law.
Wray, testifying in a Senate hearing, says hundreds of suspects have been identified in a wide-ranging ongoing investigation. Texas's coronavirus mandates are ending next week.
Effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. That includes any type of entity in Texas. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying people should still follow CDC prevention suggestions. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senator Elizabeth Warren wants to see a wealth tax on the richest Americans. The Massachusetts Democrat telling reporters it would generate more revenue and opportunity. She's bringing up legislation that would impose a tax on those worth more than $50 million. Grover Norquist is a president of Americans for Tax Reform. He tells CNBC this is not a good move.
You reduce the capital gains tax. Every time we've reduced the capital gains tax rate, higher income people have paid more in taxes, and you've had more growth, and there have been more jobs for everybody. So if you're into hate and envy, go ahead and do the wealth tax. There's a lot of selective discussion about where the wealth tax has succeeded. 15 countries have put in a wealth tax. 11 got rid of them because they discovered how dysfunctional it was.
Vernon Jordan, a civil rights leader whose pragmatism and charisma gave him access to corporate boardrooms, congressional leaders, and the White House, died Monday at the age of 85. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When the framers put the Bill of Rights into place, they did so assuming that Americans were a fundamentally moral people. John Adams stated that explicitly, saying, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." And one element of this assumption was that the people could be trusted with guns. Now, though, those in charge of the government presumptively assess Americans as immoral and untrustworthy. Immediately after the framers created the Union, they passed the 10 constitutional amendments that we call the Bill of Rights. And they understand these to be inalienable rights from our Creator. They forbade the new government to infringe on these rights. The First Amendment is a moral people's right to communicate to the government a proper course of action. The founders knew that government has no morality in and of itself and would depend on moral people to speak and write to redress the errors of government. To be moral, a government must trust the people to develop and guard their moral principles. The Second Amendment embodies the implied trust that the government should have in the people. There is no greater trust than the trust required when people can possess the means of lethal force without regulation. The people should be trusted because they could be trusted. It's been said that the Second Amendment is necessary to protect the other amendments, and that's quite true. But the First Amendment also protects the Second. The founders expected the people would seek the moral teachings of their religious institutions and act upon them, and not just in their speech and in the redress of grievances. They believed that a moral people would handle lethal force in a moral way, whether hunting for food, self-defense, defending the nation against enemies both foreign and domestic. And the framers knew that not all people would act morally. So to constrain their worst behaviors, they created a judicial system by which people could judge each other through a jury of their peers. Any facts presented to the jury had to comfort with centuries-old refinements aimed at excluding unreliable evidence. Person found to be outside the bounds of legal morality could be denied liberty, and one liberty that can be denied is possessing lethal force. The framers have built a system in which free moral people could be trusted to govern themselves. It is the definition of liberty. Removing liberty from those who prove that they do not have the moral guidance to be trusted is the regulating force to compel people to seek morality. Now, this is not compelled religion. It is compelled moral behavior, and people can learn that from religious teaching without participating in the faith and practices. It is a very delicate balance. People could be free except when they prove by their own actions that they should not be completely free. Of late, this has changed. Now the government now seeks to take away people's liberty first, then force them to prove their morality before they have the government's permission to be trusted. It is a battle that cannot be won. The government will make it increasingly difficult to prove morality. Since a person might act immorally in the future, a person can never be trusted. It has been a slow and subtle change. But now the government defines morality, and it has no need for religion and the morality it teaches. In the past, the left would decry laws made based on morality. They would say you can't legislate morality. They would scream this. And they were wrong. A government can define morality based on the demands of a moral people. But that is not the government determining morality. It is the government reflecting the morality of the people in its laws. Now we find ourselves in a really precarious position currently, because we find ourselves increasingly upside down from the framers' intentions. The government defines morality, it does not reflect it, and the people can never meet the government's constantly changing definition of morality because the government doesn't trust the people. Now, a person is guilty until proven innocent. We do not have permission to speak certain things, and we cannot approach the government with a moral argument to redress grievance. To make certain that we do not get uppity, they have shown they're willing to use government force to deny us access to moral teaching, not from the government. It's somewhat surprising to me that the greatest example of trust given to the people, the right to bear arms, remains in any shape or form at all today. In some places, it has been set up to the point now to where it hangs by a very thin thread that can be severed in a moment. Maybe the people that back the Second Amendment are correct when they say that the Second Amendment protects the rest. But the rest are already gone when the government wants them gone. The Second Amendment may only be protecting itself. This may be what we find in these moments. Now, this is simply an assessment that I give you. And it's all based upon what I see coming from these various places. And we, for some reason, we have forgotten that that incremental creep that they have done. They still do that to this day. It's always worked. Why wouldn't they? I mean, why change something that's working? So we need to adopt and adapt to the situation and stop it in its tracks. Some of the things that they're trying to do, some of the things they're trying to pass because they don't think we will budge. They either think we're too complacent or we're too afraid. I get that. I understand it. It is daunting to think about taking and getting out into the streets and being in a pitched battle. I get that. I understand it. I find it daunting, too. However, the difference is that, you know, daunting for me doesn't mean afraid. I mean, when I was in the military and we would be setting up to get in certain positions that were going to be dire, we just went ahead and did it anyway. Because that was our job. And once you adapt that sort of an attitude where this is just something I got to do, it becomes a little easier to execute that something. But there's something, you know, moral people. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, it is widely understood that the current occupants of the White House, the Biden-Harris administration, have positioned themselves as the most anti-gun team this country has ever seen on Pennsylvania Avenue. Leading up to the 2020 election, the NRA made abundantly clear that the threats that these two presented to law-abiding gun owners, as did SAF, GOA, all of these other gun rights organizations. And both the president and vice president spelled out how deeply they opposed, they each are, to the fundamental right to purchase, possess, and carry guns for personal protection. After the election, but before Biden was even inaugurated, anti-gun extremists were offering suggestions as to how the gun control agenda could move forward, even without Congress, because they realized that was going to be a bit of a chore. And while there's still some time for Biden to fulfill his pledge to diminish our gun rights within his first 100 days in office, there are some in the anti-gun movement who seem to be champing at the bit to get on with this goal. Enter the March for Our Lives. Recently, the group issued what it refers to as Our Policy Demands, which is a list of things the group says Biden must do before 100 days of Biden-Harris has passed. In fact, there are at least 9 instances where the group states Biden must do something to satisfy their demands. Now, there's not much new in the list of demands, as the group mostly regurgitated some of the same ineffective policy proposals that the anti-gun extremists have been promoting for years. For example, they want executive action to impose background check requirements on private gun sales, which is something Biden does not have the authority to do. And they want to have the licenses of gun dealers and manufacturers that break the law revoked, something that is already done. They also want Biden to appoint a director of gun violence prevention, a new cabinet-level bureaucrat, who would be granted a number of bureaucratic powers to increase bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. And while they don't suggest anyone for the role, Biden did indicate during his campaign that one out-of-work politician might be suitable. You know, Beto. Also on the list of demands is that Biden and this new director use the IRS and the FEC to harass the NRA and these other gun rights places. Among the things Biden must do, according to the demands, is to have the IRS open an investigation into the tax-exempt nonprofit status of the NRA and direct the FEC to investigate whether the NRA has broken campaign finance laws. Now, one of the problems with this is that the NRA has become a sort of a generic term. While everybody's out there, I will challenge you, NRA. The NRA currently is in a sort of a diminished state, in my opinion. There are other gun rights organizations out there today that are quite more effective at certain things at the moment. Now, while they were outlining the assault on the NRA, the March for Our Lives demanders, they conflate the NRA with the gun industry. Which, you know, that in and of itself is, that's always puzzled me. It's a common tactic among the anti-gun organizations who want the public to ignore the fact that the NRA has 5 million members, most of which are just people. Now, gun rights organizations do speak up in defense of the Second Amendment on behalf of their members. So by trying to silence a voice, which, once again, the NRA is the currently the biggest by membership, maybe they think that they would have a run at, I don't know, making all of them go away. But while they're trying to silence the voice of these gun rights organizations, they're showing they don't want to just eradicate the second, but they're also going to go after the first. So ultimately, these demands are relatively meaningless to those who cherish the Second Amendment. Biden has already stated support for Richard Lee, everything the kids say he must do, and much, much more. Whether he gets around to trying to implement his anti-gun agenda within his first 100 days, or it takes him longer, he's certainly going to try to do something, but it will be likely through a combination of executive action. Legislation is going to be a tougher road to hoe, I think. I don't know how that's going to work out for him. But he'll do whatever he can to prove his anti-gun bona fides. But as of yet, you know, that was one of the things they said they were going to do day one. And they have not done it yet because they, you know, they've been doing, you know, because pandemics and other things going on. Plus, we've got a new war going on with Syria. So is there a growing frustration within the anti-gun community that attempts to undermine the Second Amendment have yet to really materialize? And do they think they're going to push Biden to act? It's interesting. It's interesting to think about. But by the same token, it's also sort of futile. Because here's the thing. With Biden, Biden is a Democrat. And it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, okay? Most of these guys never, ever, 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 ever attempt to keep their campaign promises. Until Trump came along, his attempts at keeping his campaign promises, he tried to keep just about every one of those he made, which I've never seen that happen. The closest I'd ever seen that happen was with the Newt Gingrich contract with America. So, having not seen that in quite some time, I saw what Trump was doing, and I think maybe the Democrats thought that Biden would do it the same way Trump did it. But Biden's not going to do anything the way Trump does it. He's rescinding things that work, that are successful, just because Trump put them in place. And this means we're going to have to put somebody when this next president comes in, if we can take the office in 2024, that next president's gonna it can't be a swamp dweller, because he's gonna have to go in there and just pull out the same stack of executive actions and just rescind each and every one of them. He's gonna have to get a copy of each one of the ones Biden did that undid some of the stuff. Look at your gas prices. Who do you think that hurts the most? It doesn't hurt people that aren't poor. It does hurt poor people. When you spend more money on gas, that means you can't spend as much money on other things. Like food. But no, nobody seems to want to point that out to the current occupant. He gets to keep going. And in the meantime, we'll see what we get out of what kind of gun stuff they bring to the forefront. The only thing that I can think of they can possibly do at the moment is, well, the problem with everything they do and say is that it pours gasoline on the whole idea of this shortage of guns and ammo right now. So because people react to that, because they're thinking, I'm going to wake up one day and I'm not going to be able to get this. So they're going out and buying as much as they can, wherever they can, as often as they can. But it's interesting to watch the left batter itself when one of them doesn't move as fast as they think they should. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.